This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're learning that the transit worker who shot and killed eight colleagues at a rail yard in San Jose, California before killing himself had talked angrily about shooting up his workplace. Our Jennifer King says grieving relatives of the victims are now asking, why?
Bagga Singh says his cousin, Tuptejdeep Singh, had worked as a train driver for 8 or 9 years and had a wife and two small children.
We heard he chose the people to shot, but I don't know why they chose him.
Santa Clara County District Attorney Jeff Rosen says the aftermath of the shooting is devastating.
People are learning for the first time that they've lost their husband or their spouse or their brother, and it's terrible.
Authorities identified the gunman as 57-year-old Samuel Cassidy. Cassidy's ex-wife, Cecilia Nelms, told the Associated Press Cassidy used to come home from work resentful and angry over what he perceived as unfair assignments. She says he would tell her he wanted to kill people at work. She never believed him. I'm Jennifer King.
China is angry that the Biden administration is calling for a renewed investigation into how the coronavirus pandemic started. President Biden has instructed intelligence officials to report to him within 90 days on the origins of the pandemic, including any possibility the trail might lead to a laboratory in Wuhan, China. Matthew Kavanaugh is a global health expert at Georgetown University's Law Center. He says China and the U.S. are trying to one-up each other.
Trying to gain strategic power. If the United States can damage the reputation of China around the world, that is an active thing that the United States government is trying to do strategically. The same is true for China.
Remember the ransomware attack that forced the shutdown of the largest fuel pipeline in the U.S.? Pipeline operators will now be required for the first time to conduct a cybersecurity assessment under a new Biden administration rule. This is AP News. Another political candidate has been murdered in Mexico. AP correspondent Mike Gracia with this story.
Mexican authorities say a mayoral candidate killed in north central Mexico this week was the 34th candidate murdered nationwide ahead of the June 6th elections. Alma Barragan was killed Tuesday while campaigning for the mayorship of the city of Moroleón in violence-plagued Guanajuato state. Mexico's president said Wednesday the killing was without doubt the work of organized crime gangs. Observers say Mexican drug gangs want to place sympathetic candidates in town halls and city governments so they can operate without police interference. I'm Mike Gracia.
Ford says it expects 40% of its sales to be electric by 2030. Ford had been criticized for moving too slowly on its turnaround and on its future vehicle plans. But those plans are speeding up now under the new CEO, Jim Farley. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.